Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Oh, yes, it is. It is party time, and it's time to get this party started pretty much the only way I know how, with the absolute truth.
Against the law. The ADA tells them that you cannot make people wear a mask. It's not our laws at all. This is just made up by you wearing that. Seriously, think about it. You're breathing out your toxic air, and you're breathing in the same air. Yeah. You're making your lungs, you're killing your antibodies. Yeah. So if there's a cold that comes around November, you're getting sick. You're alive. Go look on the package and it will tell you it will not protect you from COVID-19. You are hurting yourself. Don't stop being lied to. They want to kill all
the
Mexicans.
Do you believe in the COVID?
They want to kill all the black people. They want to kill everybody. Watch out what you're being told. You're being lied to.
Do you believe in it?
Do I believe in the COVID? I believe there's a virus, but it's not what they say. It's like any other virus. They have 99% cure. 99%. So what kind of a virus?
You know, it's just, it's taking us over. It's all anybody seems to be worried about now. People being shamed and mobbed up against, being called vile names, being run out of grocery stores, not by management, but by other customers. You'd think that they were members of Antifa. It's just crazy. And I'm going to try and sort through that crazy for you. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Our talk and text lines being monitored and controlled by our wonderful producers here. 884-9910. 884-9910. Talk about anything you want to talk about today. But let me tell you, not a whole lot going on except for government overreach. And that includes the Reno City Council. They'll be talking about the Ballardini Ranch today at their meeting. Well, guess what? We'll be talking about that too. And a few other things that they've been up to, like violating open meeting laws. I'll get to that in a few minutes. First off, though, I want to read you something that, well, try to guess if it's from here or from someplace else. Since the inception of this insanity, the following regulations, rules, or consequences have occurred. I won't get COVID-19 if I get an abortion, but I will get COVID if I get a colonoscopy. Selling pot is essential, but selling goods and services at a family-owned business is not. Pot wasn't even legal, and pot dispensaries didn't even exist in the state until, you know, a year or so ago. They have become essential. But a family-owned business in existence for five generations is not. A family of six can pile into their car and drive to the lake without contracting COVID-19. But if they all get into a boat, they will. We are told that kids rarely contract the virus and sunlight kills it. But summer youth programs, sports programs are canceled. Four people can drive to a golf course and not get COVID, but if you play a foursome, they will. If I go to Walmart, I won't get COVID, but if I go to church, I will. Murderers are released from custody while small business owners are threatened with arrest if they have the audacity to attempt to feed their families. Our economy is shut down because of a flu virus with a 98% plus survival rate. Doctors and experts say different things weekly. I'm going to add, if not daily. The defendant cites models in his opposition. The only thing experts will agree on is that all models are wrong and some are useful. The Centers for Disease Control now says the virus is not easily spread on surfaces. The defendant in this case orders you to stay home and pronounces that if you leave the state, you are putting people in danger. But family members traveled because he deems such travel essential. One initial rationale why the rules don't apply to him is that his family had animals that needed to be fed. Try selling that argument to farmers who have had to slaughter herds because of disruption in the supply chain. And here's the best part. That was my comment, not in the letter. When laws do not apply to those who make them, people are not being governed. They are being ruled. Make no mistake, these executive orders are not laws. They are royal decrees. Citizens are not being governed. They are being ruled. The last time I checked, citizens are also Americans. And Americans don't get ruled. The last time a monarch tried to rule Americans, a shot was fired, and that was heard around the world. And that day led to the birth of a nation consequently governed based upon a document which ensures that on this day, in this any American courtroom, tyrannical deposition. Tyrannical despotism will always lose, and liberty, freedom, and the Constitution will always win. Well, obviously, that's not this state because, well, not too many people going after Cecil Schlack. Cicilline, something for brains. This is coming from, which you probably didn't hear because it was literally lost in the shuffle of the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Or was it? Or would the media probably just not have hit on it anyway? That was from an Illinois judge who unloaded on J.B. Pritzker's still in effect stay-at-home order. Clay County Judge Michael McHaney. He issued a temporary restraining in the order of the matter. Because these decisions, and look at all of the Democrats. Every single Democrat out there is using this as a tool to rule the constituency. Northam in Virginia, what did he do during stay at home? He traveled and went to the beach no mask, posing with others with no mask for pictures, no social distancing. Michigan's governor, well, her husband tried to get their boat in the water for Memorial Day weekend, so I'm sure she would have been on that boat with him. California governor, you know he was off having fun. The hypocrisy is not only disgusting, but it is setting a very dangerous precedent. When you have customers attacking each other, not only verbally, but physically as well, because someone in their right mind is not buying into all of this bull crap. What are you doing? Even our governor, we're into phase two now. How about we just jump to the ending of all this BS and just open everything up? Because, yes, we have had a few COVID deaths here. I'm never going to believe the numbers ever because of the way they've been manipulated. But I can't wait to see the numbers of all of the other people who have died from suicide, from heart attacks, from cancer, because they didn't feel comfortable leaving their homes, or they were mistreated in the hospital. You want to hear horror stories? Then stick around, because we've got a local hospital horror story with a man suffering from heart conditions being tossed out because, well, Medicare just wasn't paying anymore. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk stations.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Your calls, your texts, your emails, and your opinions online. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question. Senator Cotton, you know him. Love Senator Cotton. He's the one that I actually played a soundbite back in, I believe it was February. Might have been January. That he was talking to generals and questioning the whole COVID-19 situation because nobody was following it. And he was deemed irresponsible and pretty much an idiot for putting it out there. Well, thank goodness for Republican Senator Tom Cotton. He says that states give payments to illegals shouldn't get stimulus money. Do you agree with him? I did a little something-something on that yesterday about the different states and the different cities that were giving payments to illegals when American citizens still have not received anything. Anything. And here we are, May 27th. But illegals are being taken care of. So do you agree? Yesterday's poll question, is the city of Reno and other local governments doing enough to save money during the shutdown? Wow. Didn't see that coming. 100% said no. Here's maybe a question for tomorrow. Do you think politicians are going to admit that the shutdown was wrong, the wrong thing to do? Yeah, I'm just going to throw my opinion out there. Probably not. The things that have been shut down. Hospitals literally shut down unless you were at death's door or you had COVID. If you had COVID, come on in. If you had symptoms of COVID, come on in. Lee's on with us right now, and he went to a local hospital. He has been having heart problems for a number of months now, to where he has had to have been hospitalized for weeks at a time. Went in the other day, and I don't know the definition of mistreatment is better than this. Lee, thank you for joining me. Quickly go through what your situation was when you entered the hospital.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I went in on Monday, a week ago Monday, because I was having severe chest pains. Okay. And I went in and all my enzymes and everything were elevated. So they admitted me to the hospital, not giving me the instructions that if I had a problem with the Medicare program, I could protest. Well, I went into the room up on the third floor of the hospital. I'm not going to say what hospital. And the nurses were amazing. The care was amazing. And then I got a virus of some sort. And I had a real hard time breathing. I was coughing like my guts out. It really hurt like crazy. Well, they put me on antibiotics and steroids, okay, which was okay, which I needed. And the doctor came in and says, you'll be here a couple more days. And that was on Saturday. And he says, you'll be in here for a couple more days to let the steroids and the antibiotics work into your body and let's stop this stuff, right? They did x-rays and showed that I had some fluid in the bottom of my lungs, but they didn't say it was pneumonia or anything like that. They didn't even give me an explanation of what it was in my lungs. Well, I said I was set to stay in until Monday, you know, Sunday and Monday, and get out Monday afternoon or Tuesday. And the doctor on Sunday came in, shook my hand, asked me three questions, didn't listen to my chest, didn't ask me any more pertinent information about how I really feel. And he says, okay, you're being released today. And that was it. And then right after he left, I went into a coughing fit where one of the nurses in charge down the hall heard it and came in. She called the head nurse and she came in and they called the respiratory therapist, which I had to have, you know, a treatment. And it was like, who am I? Am I alive? Am I dead? What is the deal here? And I left there in incredible pain in my chest. And I tried to tell him that and I was gone. I was gone, Monica. It was like, who am I?
And what was the excuse that they gave you that okay, Medicare right. Part D wasn't paying anything?
No, not the D, the hospital. They're done with the hospital. And they said I was medically fit to be discharged from the hospital, even though my coughing fit was beyond the pale. You would have started crying, Monica, if you saw what was happening. I was crying. I was hurting so bad in the chest. And they did not do anything to help except for the one respiratory therapist. I mean, he was amazing. And he could tell I was in distress. But they didn't seem to care about how I felt, my friend. And
Lee, I hate to put you on the spot, but so people know, what hospital was that?
Carson Tahoe Regional Medical Center.
I'm so disappointed.
And I called the hospital yesterday and I talked to a representative, customer relations, and I gave him the whole spew and I says, am I going to hear anything back from my complaint? And they go, no, this goes up the ladder and you'll never hear from the hospital about the result of the investigation that is about to take place, if it takes place. And another thing, Monica, they did not test me. for COVID at all. Nothing.
What?
They did not test me.
You have fluid on your lungs from
whatever
an X-ray.
Yep.
You are of a certain age.
Yep.
You are coughing beyond control, and they did not test you for COVID-19.
Nope. The only thing I have going for me is I'm still good looking. But at that point, Monica, I didn't care if I was in there or not. After that one doctor came in and treated me like I was a bum off the street.
No, actually, I hate to tell you this, but a bum off the street probably would have gotten better care.
Yeah, you're right.
I am so sorry that that happened to you. And, you know, you are still good looking. And I have never been so disappointed in a hospital that portrays to the community how much they care. Not the nurses, but the higher ups in the administration and what doctors are told to do, because doctors just follow what they are told to do by the higher ups. And
yep.
I tell you, it really is flat out disgusting.
It is.
Lee, well, I am so thankful to God that you are still here with us. And I appreciate you telling your story and letting us know what happened to you and where it happened to you at. So, my friend, be safe and be healthy. And we will be back right after this Fox News update. See how other people are being treated around the country and right here at home on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Also, Monica at 991FMTalk.com or our talk and text line at 884-9910. And I guess Lee's story hit a nerve. This coming into us from a listener there, the hospital that treated me like garbage when I had my first problems with my spinal cord stimulator. I had one girl get in my face and told me to quit crying. I was in excruciating pain, and I told her off, and I did do a patient complaint, and I never heard another word. Wow. And these are the people who are getting paid extra to put people on ventilators, which turns out is not that good for COVID-19 patients, and who are getting paid extra to list patients in death as being treated for COVID-19. This is a sad state of affairs when we've seen it. Our law enforcement turns on us. Our hospitals turn on us. We knew that our elected representatives would be turning on us. What surprises me is the people, the American citizens. And I'm not talking Democrats. I'm talking Republicans, Democrats, Independents, whoever, who have just followed along. Even when the CDC is coming out now and saying masks don't help. Did you ever look at a box of those masks? Not the N95s, but the paper masks you see everybody wearing. Because the cloth ones are just as bad. Will not stop coronavirus. Virus particles are way too small for anything like those masks to do anything about. And like the woman screaming at the beginning of the show, you're just breathing in your own toxins. Your body is a machine. It is built to take care of itself. It is built to ward off and fend off viruses. But to do that, you have to take in clean oxygen and expel toxins. You have to be able to cough things out. You sneeze things out. You even hack things up. That is your body healing itself. Just like you're going to shut down a home invader and take care of yourself and your family, that's your body trying to protect itself and getting rid of its invaders. Let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Rick this morning. Hi, Rick. Thanks for calling the show. Do we have Rick? No, I guess we don't have Rick. I'm sorry about that. All right, let's go on to a few more of your emails. I recently received this one last night, which I was just so impressed with and a little disgusted at the same time. So those are always the letters that and the emails that get me the most is when you can make me just a little bit disgusted at the same time. Well, you know that one's going on the air. So that's not the one I was looking at. So let me, sorry about that. I get so wrapped up and worked up with everything that we're going through right now. I do want to remind you that you can go on to my website. Well, it's not really my website. It's the station's website at 991fmtalk.com. If you are worried about your ballot, you've received your ballot, you've maybe mailed it in already, which I don't think you should do because you might find out something new about a candidate. But you can go on to 991fmtalk.com. Click schedule. Okay, click schedule. Go into Monica J. Show, and you will see right there a link that says washoecounty.us/voters/election/20. And that is probably one of the most impressive things that I have seen in a long time. That is every single voter in Washoe County. And it gives you the ability to check your status. And what I mean by checking your status is you can go along and you can find your name. You can find that you were sent your ballot, the date that it was sent on. And you can see if your ballot has been returned. You can see if you voted there. Because isn't it interesting that there are more ballots out there, well, that basically just shouldn't be out there. So go on. Do your due diligence. Whether you voted or you haven't voted, go on to this link and see what your status is. And you can get that link at 991fmtalk.com on my page. And a few other things that if you'd like to participate in, like, not buying products from China. You can see the big companies on there that are Chinese companies that you thought were American companies, because they were at some point. This isn't about an election. Actually, it's not about a virus. It's about an election. Sorry about that. I said that wrong. I get so worked up, I misspeak as well. It is literally about the election of our lives. And I find it hard to believe that good people I know who are Democrats, smart people that are putting up with this, that are buying into this, that they accepted the fear wholeheartedly, just chomped it down like, swallowed it like a big old bowl of chocolate ice cream. It's pretty bad. And elected representatives just continue to take advantage of it. Have you noticed how the majority of work that the Reno City Council is doing right now has to do with development? Has to do with annexation? Has to do with getting projects started? Selling off property to get projects started? The lame excuses that are being given? Oh, well, we're selling it below market value because, you know, COVID-19, I can't believe the term was actually used, shovel ready. I don't care if I ever hear that term again, shovel ready. That was first heard in the big Obama stimulus scams. Because one way or another, we're going to have to pay this all back. It is going to be on your back as to come out of this financially. Rainy day fund for Nevada already gone. It's just amazing. Now, they're taking on the Ballardini Ranch project. They're taking on issues and, somehow not finding their way onto the agenda. But wait a minute. I thought you had to list everything on your agenda when you're a city government. Oh, well, I guess not when you're the city of Reno. Once again, thank goodness we have watchdogs out there like Jeff Church. He filed a formal open meeting law complaint with the attorney general. That's a joke, our attorney general. Over the Reno Redevelopment Agency, they're meeting on May 20th, just last week. Essentially, the city failed to post the agenda as required on the state website as notice. But more importantly, Church addressed the festering issue. If Reno locking out active public comment. Now, the main question being the governor's directives and alleged violations of rights by Reno is not allowing active public comment. Reno only has been placing public comment on the record. Other agencies, they allow Zoom-type participation. But the city of Reno? No. Once again, they just don't want to deal with you when they are making decisions that will affect you and your wallet for years to come. So thank goodness. If you want to find out more, RenoTaxRevolt.com. Because I doubt seriously if any other media is going to cover that. Actually, I doubt seriously if the Nevada Attorney General, the joke he is, will even address it. Because this is not the first time the complaints have been filed and no action done. Huh. Maybe that's where our hospitals are taking the lesson from. Imagine that. We'll be back with more of your comments, your emails, and your talk and texts right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this actually rather gorgeous, gorgeous day. And as you join us, I want you to use this as your mantra today. When laws do not apply to those who make them, people are not being governed, they're being ruled. Make no mistake, these executive orders are not laws. They are royal decrees, and we shall not be governed. Or we shall not be ruled. Actually, you know, I'm kind of sick and tired of being governed right now as well, especially with the one we have. Just saying. I do want to let you know, though, that there are good things happening. There are great things happening that the media doesn't cover. But very shortly, they will be forced to cover them. GOP ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee said that Republicans have expanded their investigations into the origin of the Trump-Russia probe. And they will be making criminal referrals against Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team. And it doesn't stop there. This is just the beginning, folks. That story coming out from this morning, coming out from the Epoch Times, but also coming out from Judicial Watch, two wonderful organizations that I hope you take a look at when you're searching for news that is actually accurate, that actually tells you what's going on, and not just twisting everything to blame President Trump. Boy, he really is made of Teflon. He's literally the man of steel. Every single one of the Democrat attacks just pinging off of him. I am so proud that I voted for that man. I am so proud that I was behind him from day one. Actually, from day minus one. Because even in the days before when there was the possibility of an announcement, I was like, please, God, please, please, please let it happen. And I will be voting again for him in November. Your vote is so important. so important. I urge you to log on to that Washoe County site and verify your vote. And if you want to do it in person, I only speak for Washoe County. You can do it there. Interesting, they had a fire in the county complex. I mean, how many more things do we need to try and be deterred from even voting in person? It has just been incredible. This election will be one that is never forgotten. Well, unless it's made in, unless it gets into the history books, because we know how those are being written now. We'll be back after this Fox News update, including financial news on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.